Monologues. Passages. Passage 1.
For some older Americans, their so-called golden years are at times not so pleasant, for this period can mean the decline of not only one's health, but the loss of identity and self-worth. In many societies, this self-identity is closely related with our social status, occupation, material possessions, or independence. Furthermore, we often live in societies that value what is new or fashionable, and our own usage of the word old in the English language is often an unpleasant sign for older citizens. I mean, how would your family react if you came home tonight happily exclaiming, "Hey, come to the living room and see the old black-and-white TV I bought"? Unfortunately, the word old reminds people of the need to replace or discard. Now, many of the lectures given at this conference have focused on the issues of pension reform, medical care, and the development of public facilities for senior citizens. And while these are vital issues that must be addressed, I'd like to focus my comments on an underlying issue that will affect the overall success of the other programs mentioned. This has to do with what it means to be a part of this group, and what meaningful roles the elderly can and should play in our societies.
Question 1. Which of the following is closest in meaning to golden years, as mentioned by the speaker? Question 2. Which of the following is not related with self-identity? Question 3. What does our society value, according to the speaker? Question 4. What is the word old most likely to be associated with by people? Question 5. What is the speaker most likely to deal with in the following part of the lecture?